From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he hopes Republican congressional leaders can put aside partisanship and work with the administration to help boost the U.S. economy and reduce unemployment. The president says he expects to build on the progress of the lame duck session of Congress that ended the year by passing a series of bipartisan measures. Mr. Obama was speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One as he flies back to Washington from a vacation in Hawaii. But Republicans are already looking to flex their new political muscle in Congress by taking on one of the president's main legislative accomplishments. NPR's Julie Rovner reports GOP leaders in the House have already scheduled a vote to try to repeal the new health care law.
Voting to repeal the health law will be one of the new House GOP majority's first legislative actions, and it will likely pass easily when it comes up next Wednesday. But Democrats in the Senate are already warning that they will block the bill when it reaches them, and they're criticizing Republicans for trying to take away benefits already in place, including brand new coverage for prescription drugs for seniors. But the repeal vote is only the beginning of the House GOP assault on the health law. They also plan to launch efforts to try to block implementation of the measure and defund parts of it. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
One of the first orders of business for the president as he returns to Washington today is to sign a new law aimed at increasing the safety of the nation's food supply. NPR's April Fulton reports the measure gives the Food and Drug Administration new authority to prevent foodborne illnesses.
The new law will increase inspections of both foreign and domestic food and require food companies to set up plans for preventing outbreaks. It would also give the FDA new power to recall tainted foods. It exempts small farms from some of the new requirements, but it would allow the FDA to step in if there's a record of contamination problems. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Pakistan say the governor of that country's powerful Punjab province has been killed by one of his own guards in Islamabad. Five others were wounded as security personnel responded to the attack. Iran is inviting Russia, China, and some European Union nations to send representatives to visit Iran's nuclear facilities this month. But the U.S. was not invited. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley calls the move a clever ploy, but not a substitute for Iran's responsibilities to the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog agency. Crowley notes that Iran's uranium enrichment activities are in violation of a half dozen Security Council resolutions. Investors are hoping that Wall Street can sustain the New Year's rally that lifted the Dow Industrial Average to its highest level in more than 2 years on Monday. David Kotok is chief investment officer at Cumberland Advisors. He says the rally could bode well for the market over the coming year.
The strong January usually carries through for the year. So the focus on January has a tradition.
This is NPR News from Washington. The new year has brought no let-up in the drug-related violence plaguing Mexico. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports on the murder of a state prison director and an attack on a Red Cross clinic.
Just 12 days after his appointment as the director of the prison system in the border state of Sonora, Erasto Ortiz Valencia was gunned down Monday in front of his home. In the neighboring state of Chihuahua, gunmen killed at least 10 people throughout the day in Ciudad Juarez. Further east, near the industrial hub of Monterrey, criminals blocked off major highways, provoking gun battles with Mexican Marines. On Sunday, Mexican President Felipe Calderón said he will continue his fight against organized crime and corruption. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
That's the sound of a sanitation crew in New York City clearing away some of the mountains of garbage bags that accumulated while workers were clearing snow from the storm that blitzed the city the day after Christmas. Manhattan resident Eustacia Smith says the garbage became more of a problem than the snow.
We really had no space for it. I think on my block, instead of walking through a tunnel of snow, it was like walking through a tunnel of trash. It's like it was really above our heads.
But Sanitation Department Commissioner John Doherty says he thinks his crews did a pretty good job considering that they're responsible for clearing both snow and garbage.
From my point of view, they did an A+. From the public's point of view, we did probably a C-. There's no question about it. But the men and women worked very hard, and I can't take anything away from them.
Doherty says he hopes to have all the backup garbage removed from the city streets by the end of this week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.